As you come forward, set aside the imaginary obstacles that you think in your head that, oh, that's sin, or the impossible standards that God has. They're imaginary. Set aside the fact, maybe did I get an invitation or not? All that matters is this. If the host and the rich guy invites you, it doesn't matter. You're in. You got a sure invitation. Now, it is a strategy in life if you don't feel like you belong to fake it. And maybe our school, those that are in school realize this, or those that have gone to school, or those who go to any place where it's social gatherings, you just fake it. But you know what? Jesus has a better way. We don't have to fake it because we belong. He wants us with him. Okay, one way to remember our message today that I think will be helpful for us, to put it in a really down-to-earth way so we can remember and take something home today, is this. If Jesus were sitting right there today and we said to Jesus, Jesus, we have some roles at our church that you know, if you're going to attend our church today, you've got to serve in some way. What role would you serve, Jesus? If you look on the inside of the bulletin, there are lots of different roles and ways to serve in the church, right? You can bring flowers, you can take part in fellowship, you can be the music director, you can play the organ, you can read, all sorts of things. You can usher. Now, I'm pretty sure I know how Jesus would answer that. Pretty sure. Jesus would sign up to usher. Why do I say that? Ushers do a really simple thing in the church service. They hand you a bulletin, and the other goal that they have is simply to help and assist people to get to where they need to be. That's it. So now you can sign up to be an usher. Bad ushers do this. Now, we don't have any bad ushers at Peace. We have great ushers, so don't go there. Bad ushers do this. They clog up the line, and they don't let people flow in, and they don't really guide people to where they need to be, to God. Now, if you are ever a bad usher, there is a job in the community that's actually perfect for you. That job is being a bouncer. A bouncer does the exact opposite, don't they? They clog up the line and they try to select different people that shouldn't be there. Oh, that person's wearing red. Oh, that person's wearing a duck uniform. Don't let them in. That person's wearing beavers. Get them to the front of the line. That's what a bouncer does. Do you realize that Jesus was an usher? He was not a bouncer. He guided people in to where they wanted to be. So often the church, the followers of Jesus, have twisted that around. Followers have been bouncers, deciding who should be in or who should be out or who should get to the front of the line, who should be in the back. Jesus wants you to be an usher. Usher people. Without Jesus' gentle ushering, that's all he's doing here. He's just ushering here on the Mount of Transfiguration. Without Jesus just slowly coming up to Peter and saying, Peter, Peter, come, don't be terrified. Let me usher you to this place. Peter would have never seen Jesus. Do you notice that in the text? Without Jesus ushering, Peter never actually, if you read the text, he would have never seen the realization that Jesus is above all things. He's above Moses and Elijah. He would have had his face down and filled with fear and terrified. That's how important the role of ushering is. Tapping someone, making them comfortable, and leading them closer to God. We are at our worst in the church when we think we're going to bring people to God and go into a full explanation about all sorts of things. We're actually not all that helpful when we advertise to a mass audience thinking that someone's going to be led to Jesus. We're not our best when we just have programs. Do you see all we need to do here? All we need to do is just usher people. Hey, you. Hey, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. Hey, Andrew and Peter, come hang out with me. That's all Jesus is doing. Jesus didn't give any explanations, hardly. Well, he only answered three questions, his entire ministry. Jesus didn't have a mass advertising campaign. Jesus didn't have a program. He just ushered people into God's kingdom. Hear the message today as we close out. That's Jesus' message for you. You belong, and you never have to fake it. Amen.